This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Owners of a controversial new concert venue in Colorado Springs have signed an agreement with the city to address noise complaints. CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce says the Ford Amphitheater will also need to pay fines if concerts remain too loud.
The agreement announced late Tuesday details millions of dollars of investment the amphitheater will make to build new sound walls and make substantial changes to the venue's sound system to lower sound levels. New noise monitoring stations in nearby neighborhoods are coming too. The deal also states for the first time that the amphitheater can be fined for exceeding the city's already existing noise limits. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The Regional Transportation District Board has set new, tougher goals for its top executive. CEO and General Manager Deborah Johnson will be expected to increase ridership by 5% and improve the reliability of RTD's buses and trains. Chris Nicholson is an RTD board member.
We also must face the pain that our riders are feeling. We received multiple emails as public comment tonight pleading with us to take reliability more seriously. People are hurt when we are unreliable.
The goal will help determine Johnson's raise next year. She currently makes more than $400,000 a year. El Paso County topped the state's list for a number of speeding citations last year. The Colorado State Patrol issued more than 2,000 speeding tickets in the county in 2024. It's the third year in a row that the county had the highest number. Douglas, Jefferson, Fremont, and Mesa counties round out the top five, but with significantly fewer citations than El Paso County. In Grand Junction, sunny and 50 degrees this afternoon. Denver, partly sunny and 45. And in Alamosa, a mixture of clouds and sun with snow showers possible and a high around 39 degrees. This is CPR News in KRCC.